Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're actually going to talk some tennis right now. As on the line, live from the scene, Coco Gauff, the 15-year-old who has gone through the Wimbledon fourth round, a local tennis player who is now into the fourth round at Wimbledon, beat Venus Williams earlier, and now joining us is Dave Hyde, because not only was he at he wasn't at Wimbledon, but he was, I would argue, in a better place.
Yes.
Because her father owns a sports bar, and at the sports bar there was a watch party today, and Dave Hyde was there and joins us now at WQAM. Dave, give us the scene. Tell us what happened today at Coco Gauff's father's sports bar.
It was a, you know, I thought it was either Wimbledon or a family reunion of the Gauffs, one or the other, and probably a little mixture of both. It's outside of being at the court at Wimbledon, if you're a sports fan, it was probably the most fun place to be today.
And so tell us about it. So obviously her parents were there and they were prominently featured on television going absolutely crazy. But I would imagine that as this is – so the first set she loses, and so it's probably a bit down at that point. But that second set tiebreaker had to have been the height of sporting drama in that sports bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We had Grandma Yvonne and Grandpa Eddie sitting beside each other. They're married 52 years and Grandpa saying she's still out there playing, as long as she's still out there playing. So they weren't giving up, but it was, you know, it was a Shakespearean rising and falling action all afternoon. And, you know, where at the start of the match, everybody was excited, and she played well the first, it was like 3-3 in the first set. And everybody, and then all of a sudden she lost, I believe it was 7 games in a row. And everybody was, you know, quiet and watching and thinking, oh, well, here's where the dream ends, right? Because it's been a pretty amazing run, even if it ends here. And then, you know, the wonderful thing about sports is you don't know what's going to happen. And it was it was a wild scene from there to the end.
And that tiebreaker was, so we're in the studio here, we're doing the show, and I mean, it's perfect to have sports on during the day, and it was such a great tiebreaker. We're actually doing an interview, and our producer Solano is on the other side freaking out at how good that final point in the tiebreaker was. And then we go into the third set, break point for the victory. I mean, even beyond the fact of her story, and we'll get to her story, it was just a tremendous sporting triumph from, you know, I don't know what your ability is to analyze tennis on the radio, but in terms of how she did it, I mean, it's a remarkable comeback and able to pull it off on break point in the final set.
Yeah, right up to the end. You know, she's up, she's down, what was it, 5-2 in the second set, and you think it's over. Then she's up 4-1 in the third set, and you think, oh, she's going to coast to victory, and all of a sudden it's 4-4. And it was great tennis from both sides, you know, not just from Coco's side, but the fact that it was such a dramatic match right till the last shot was a lot of fun to watch.
We're joined here by.
I gotta admit, as much as I could watch between people jumping up and down in front of my view.
We're joined here by Dave Hyde, who was at Coco Gauff's father's sports bar today. What's the name of the sports bar that I want to just refer?
It's Paradise Sports Lab.
Okay.
And, you know, it was funny. It just kept filling. It was full to start, and they have like an outside area too, and it kept getting more crowded and more crowded. Like after the second set, this guy comes running in. Oh, I drove 2 miles from my house. I had to be here. You know, it was that type of an afternoon there.
That's amazing. Now, I'd imagine you're there in part to at least write a column about her and her story. Now, obviously, draws national headlines because of her age, the fact that she grew up such a fan of Serena Williams, now gets to play Venus in the first round of Wimbledon and beats her. But what more about her story can you tell us?
Well, you know, both her parents were college athletes. Her mom was a track star, or she ran track at Florida State, and her dad played baseball at Georgia State. But, you know, they have a deep roots in Delray and Boynton Beach. Both sides of the family are from those areas. Both grandfathers were pastors, and in fact, they sat there, some of the family, with index cards with biblical phrases in front of them during the match. And you know, she's homeschooled. She's you know, a lot of similar tennis story, and yet not similar. She's homeschooled, but she didn't go to the academies that are so prevalent throughout youth tennis. And her dad and mom took control really of her you know, growing up as a tennis player. Again, the family has deep roots. Like the grandma was the first black student to go to what is now, I forget which high school it is in Palm Beach, because it's been renamed. But it was Seacrest back in the day. I'll have to look at my notes to see what it is now. But so you got a, you know, multi-generational, it isn't like someone who dropped in and started playing tennis here. Both sides of the family have deep roots in our community.
Right, and that's part of the story that you'll be telling, I'd imagine. Check him out on Twitter, at Dave Hyde Sports. Dave Hyde with us, tracking the progress of Coco Gauff in Wimbledon. Again, going to the fourth round and playing seventh-ranked Simona Halep on Sunday. And I obviously, the fact that she's 15 is a huge part of this story. This happens in international sports a bit more often than it happens here, but how did she get to be so good at tennis that she can qualify for Wimbledon and be this good aged 15?
Well, she won the Orange Bowl Juniors this year, which is, if you look at people who win that, it's a stepping stone to, usually to something in tennis. But, you know, tennis has this where sometimes out of nowhere, you know, people strike magic, and you watch the red carpet going up, and it's a fun ride. And it looks like, you know, who knows where it goes from here. But it looks like the way she's playing, she's going to be on the tennis scene for years and years to come now.
That's awesome. Dave Hyde was there reporting from the sports bar in Delray, which Coco Gauff's father owns, who I think in their own right, I don't know if you were watching the coverage, I imagine you're talking to them and sort of taking in the celebration, but on television after Coco does her interview, they show the parents who are still in the box, and the parents are taking pictures, actually showing them on television right now, the highlights of that match, and she's jumping up in the air celebrating her victory. But there were fans that were there at the Wimbledon Stadium that were taking pictures with the parents, because the parents were such a center of attention that they were so excited to be there. So it was a really cool moment. And Dave Hyde
at the bar, the younger brother had a cowbell he was ringing at every winning point, and you had like I said, the grandparents there who she at one point was slapping him on the back so hard I was like, God, give him a, you know, in celebration that I was like, you know, give it a rest. But you know, it was a very fun scene. It's a fun family. It's you know, you could see they were enjoying having the whole community come out and partake in it.
Do we get you out to London if we have Coco all the way to the final?
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
All right, Dave Hyde. Check him out on Twitter at Dave Hyde Sports, and also read the column that I imagine is coming at SunSentinel.com. Appreciate the time, sir.
All right, Chris.
All right, that is Dave Hyde joining us here on WQAM, talking the tennis, as it's one of those things that it happens during the show. Normally, you don't get sporting events that happen during the afternoon. When you're on at night over on the ticket, I imagine things will happen during the show. But Wimbledon is one of my favorite sporting events of the year. Happens in a slow month in the sporting calendar. It's sports during the day, which is one of my favorite things. And I'll just throw it on. And sometimes you get local story, 15-year-old, going all the way through to the final. It's amazing. Yeah, going through the fourth round. I'm
for
sorry.
Being such the slow time in sports, we've had so many storylines going on right now with the Women's World Cup, Copa America. Now we have Coco Gauff and Wimbledon killing it over there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.